from College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. This is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for May 7, 2013. Droughts and up-and-down temperatures are affecting insect behavior. Last week, I talked to Dr. Charles Allen, AgriLife Extension Entomologist and Integrated Pest Management Coordinator, San Angelo.
I think the insect population is going up in some areas just because it's springtime, you know, that's just what happens. But there are some things that are drought-associated, and you know, one of the things I just got a Jeremy Hurley sent it out, but Mike Merchant and Wizzy Brown had worked on it, and it has to do with how many swarms of honeybees there are out and about this year. So that, and I don't know if it's connected with the drought or not, but there are a lot of swarms, and it might be because one of the things that happens to honeybees is if there are too many bees for the amount of food that they have, they stored in the comb, then they're likely to swarm. Mm-hmm. And that happens in years where there's not been a lot of nectar. So that's probably drought related.
Mm-hmm. But just the up and down weather, you know, 90 one day and down in the 30s and 40s the next day, that doesn't seem to have a big effect on...
Well, the feedback I'm getting in on that right now is like off the conduct case bearer, and, you know, the models are telling us it's time for those things to start showing up, but this up-and-down weather has frosted the buds off of the trees, in some cases several times, and it's thrown the system kind of out of whack, and what we're seeing is kind of a delayed emergence from conduct case bearer. The insects, at least in that case, are responding to the up and down by delaying their emergence.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.